For WKMS News, I'm Corey Sharber. The Trump administration has made good on a promise to impose steel and aluminum tariffs on some major U.S. trading partners, including the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. The move has major implications for the Ohio Valley, home to more than 220 steel and aluminum facilities. But as Becca Schimmel reports, other industries in the region could suffer.
The Ohio Valley still provides more than 44,000 jobs in the steel and aluminum-related industries, despite sharp declines due to foreign competition. Jesse Gary is the executive vice president of Century Aluminum. He says President Trump's decision to implement tariffs will increase U.S. production by more than 60% by the end of 2018.
The goal of these tariffs was to restart U.S. production, to protect our national security as a country, and to be sure we have some industrial base to service our military, to service our electrical grid, and the other uses that we have for aluminum in this country.
Century Aluminum is in the process of increasing its production capacity at its smelter in Hawesville, Kentucky. But Erica York, a policy analyst with the Tax Foundation, says tariffs can carry a steep price for other U.S. industries. York says the Bush administration placed tariffs on steel for similar reasons, and it ended up hurting workers.
What we found then was that the higher prices of steel caused more American workers to lose their job than the number that were employed by the total steel industry itself at that time.
York says the industries protected could see a bump in employment, but it's unlikely to last. She says in the long run, the unintended consequences of the higher prices and job loss in other industries outweigh the short-term benefits. The European Union has already indicated that retaliatory tariffs are coming. The EU filed a list of target U.S. products, including agricultural goods and bourbon, something important for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's home state. There are 32 distillery companies in Kentucky selling to customers around the world, including liquor giant Brown-Forman.
A company like Brown-Forman could be an unfortunate and unintended victim of a policy which, in part, is aimed at promoting something which Brown-Forman is a stellar example of. You know, committed long-term American manufacturing company.
That's Paul Varga, CEO of Brown-Forman, speaking on a quarterly earnings call in March. In a statement, the Kentucky Distillers Association said bourbon and distilled spirits accounted for more than $450 million in Kentucky exports last year, and nearly half of that went to European Union countries. Association President Eric Gregory says the distillers remain hopeful that continued negotiations will avoid a costly trade war. Gregory added, bourbon is an $8.5 billion industry in Kentucky, generating 17,500 jobs. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.